All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, December 19th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a four-game NBA main slate. We had a three-game college football slate already get underway. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. And then we have a five-game NHL slate as well. So should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in on one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. No show yesterday. Excited to be back today and answering questions, but then we will have a show tomorrow. Like I just mentioned, kind of quick turnaround there, but that is totally cool. One question in our queue to get us started today, and then we'll probably jump into some type of build demo. But for the start here, we're going to get this question up on the screen. If you use percentiles, what does that mean? For example, 75th percentile, 75% of the time, they will score lower than that number. Am I reading that correctly? Therefore, the higher percentile, the more chalk, as the top players will go off in the top percentiles more often. Okay, so good opportunity to discuss percentiles here. I don't know if we have a video on percentiles anymore. Let's check. So in tutorials, no. How-tos. Nothing on percentiles here. I wonder if I have a video. Just checking real quick. Office hours pinned. Quick swap. Sending groups. Editing lineups. Okay, so I actually do have a video. So this is a good resource. I'm going to link it here. We'll still discuss it, obviously, but want to make this resource known to anybody who hasn't seen it. So going to drop that in the YouTube chat. And then I am going to link this post to the person who asked this question. And then we'll discuss. Make sure I cover all my bases. All right, cool. So that's good. So there's two types of percentiles, right? Basically going to like walk through what the video talks about. There are player percentiles, okay, which you can see over here. I'm just going to kind of group them together. It looks like they're all spread out all over the place. 85th, 95th, 99th. All right, so these are the player percentiles. What the player's percentile do, they describe the number of points that a player achieves a certain amount of the time. So the way you read this might be like a little confusing. What you do here is like, so Jaylen Brown has a 99th percentile of 76 points. What that means is that 1% of the time in our Sims, he scores 76 or more points. His 95th percentile would be the score that he gets 5% of the time. 5% of the time, he gets 67 points. So think of like a graph as like 100%. And I'll just like actually pull up the graph. So this is like his range of outcomes graph, right? All of his outcomes in our Sims on like on a graph here. Think of the beginning as zero. Think of the end as 100%. And then we can like shrink this to only look at like a really small portion of it. So when it says 99th percentile is 76 points. So about like right here on the graph is about like the 76 point mark. and he scores, he has, you know, 1% of his outcomes in this bucket or higher total. So that works all the way down, you know, 15% of the time is his 85th percentile, 25% of the time is his 75th. So these are player percentiles, right? They're calculated on an individual player basis. Now, there is one other type of percentile, and we are going to discuss this one next. So the next one is going to be the lineup percentiles. This is the one that you would sort by, or you have the ability to sort by in the post build as a sorting metric. So let's let these lineups finish. And I'm going to create a group. We're going to change diversity from portfolio to uniques one. And then we are going to go rank by. We are going to go to percentiles, right? So percentiles, same bucket options from 25th, 50th, 75th, 85th, 95th, 95th, 99th. But they do something different, okay? Now, I think the thing people think it does is it adds up the percentiles for each player and then shows you that, like, oh, the 99th is every player's 99th percentile sum, right? That is incorrect. And the reason for that, right, is because if you look at like an NBA lineup, so there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players in this lineup, okay? If you took a 1% outcome for Pritchard, multiply it by a 1% outcome for White, times 1%, 1%, 1%, 1%, you know, all the way down. It's basically 1% to the power of 8. You get an incredibly small number, like super, super small. That is not an outcome that is really ever going to happen. And it's not what you need to win, right? It always goes back to what, you know, there's a difference between like an optimal lineup and a winning lineup, right? So there's this example somebody gave me once where it was like, let's say you're in second place and you have 149 points and first place has 150 and they are done, right? They don't have any more players left. And let's say first is 100,000 and second is 50,000, right? So for you to go from 149 to 151, right? We'll just use whole numbers. For you to go from 149 to 151 to get 2 points, 2 points are worth $50,000 to you, right? You would go from 50 to 100,000. Any point after that, third point, fourth point, fifth point, are worth $0 to you. Right? They don't make you any more money. This is like a good example of, well, you don't always need the optimal because the optimal doesn't make you more money, right? You just need to win the contest that you're playing. That's like a little bit of like a tangent, but basically the point is like, if you added up all the 99th percentiles, the chances that that occurs is so low. It's really not even worth like looking at. Instead, what we do is when we build a lineup, right? So lineups get built first, put into the pool, right? And then they get graded. How we get the percentiles is after the lineup gets built and once the lineup goes into the pool. It's like, okay, hey, this lineup's in our pool. You know, we have this group of 8 players. At that point, we go back into the Sims. And we say, hey, how did this group of players do together in the Sims that we used to build this lineup? So now when we look at the 99th percentile of a lineup, what we're saying is that, hey, this lineup as a whole, and I could actually bring that number up here. So we're saying this lineup as a whole scores 324.51 points 1% of the time. It scores 307.01 points 5% of the time. scores 291.25 points 15% of the time, right? I'm just reading off the percentiles. So what we're doing is we're looking at the lineup altogether, and then we're giving you its percentiles. Now the players are going to be combinations, right? Some are going to have good games. Some are going to have average games, right? You might have one or two players have like a 99th percentile outcome, but that doesn't mean all of them are going to, right? One of them might be 95th. One of them might be 85th. One of them might be 75th, right? And then kind of everybody kind of somewhere in between. But think about it like this. If you play a 150 max, you should have about one to two lineups reach their 99th percentile, right? Because it is a 1% outcome. You're playing 150 lineups. The math is 1.5. So I say one to two of your lineups on average should hit their 99th percentile. So this number is a lot more achievable than if you were to add up all of the individual players' percentiles. So that is a breakdown of player and lineup percentiles and how they work. All right, next question. Is there a way to have a lineup pool build with a filter, or do you have to apply the filter after the build? Like if I only want to build lineups with projected score above 200. So you can do this before the build. So what I would do is I would go to rules. I would go to add new rule. You go to this rule type aggregate, okay? And then you do my projection sum at least. I would put in 200 and then I would save it. Then I would either build or rebuild my lineups. Now, one caveat with this is that sometimes users will set this number too high and the builder simply cannot build out a full pool of lineups while meeting this threshold, along with any other threshold, salary, if you have minimax exposures, other rules, filters, etc. So you might this is just like caution. The builder is going to do that, is going to build lineups above that threshold as much as it can. It's only when you push it to the extremes that it may build lineups that are below the threshold. So the builder basically prioritizes building out the full pool over like that aggregate rule. So if it can only build 400 lineups above that rule, it will dip below to fill out the last 100 in the pool of, if you're building a pool of 500 lineups. So just be aware of that. You know, you could have the rule and then maybe just have like a backup filter just to check like after the fact. But as long as you're not being super hyper aggressive with it, it should work fine. So I just know I've seen users see that, and usually they're setting numbers that are way too high. So just something to keep in mind. All right, next question. Do you use uniques for NBA? I don't. I would recommend using the portfolio diversification. The reason that we're on uniques right now is because we were looking at the percentiles metric, but in general, you're going to want to use portfolio. In our like most recent round of back testing, the portfolio diversification tested out better than using uniques at any of these levels here. So the back testing shows that portfolio is stronger. So that's what I use. Now, some users, you know, say like, hey, well, you know, is it okay if, like, if I can still use uniques? Yeah, of course it is, you know. If that is what you're comfortable with, if that is what you like, if that is what you prefer, then okay, you know, go for it, right? I've talked to users who say, you know, portfolio is like a little bit too spread out for me. I like to be a little bit more leveraged or a little bit more concentrated. And that's okay, right? That is a person who wants to take more risk, and a uniques is going to be a better way of doing that. But as far as our baseline advice, we recommend portfolio, which is why when you go to the templates and you look at any of these, this is cash. That one doesn't count. Any GPP type stuff uses portfolio automatically. So that's our recommendations there. All right. Caught up with questions so far. Why don't we kind of continue in like a little bit of a build demo here? So we already built some lineups. I have my pool. I'm just using Unique's One Saber Score because I don't have an entry file uploaded. If I did have one uploaded, I would be using Portfolio. Reminder that Portfolio uses Saber Score. So Saber Score is still the primary metric with Portfolio. On Ultimate, on Portfolio Plus, the main metric is ROI. Question rolling in. I'm new to SaberSim. Welcome. For NBA, how do you find upside plays? So what I would really recommend is, you know, come in here, right? Run your build. I think it's, if you're trying to like kind of research, kind of get some ideas for the slate, I would do a couple things, right? Number one is I would just come into this table and I would sort by value. Okay. Value plays are going to be, effectively players who are underpriced. So here, right, our top value play is Khalil Ware, right? Okay, well, why is he top value? You know, you might want to go and kind of figure that out. Okay, well, I'm going to go to Miami, and then I'm going to scroll down here, and what I'm noticing is that they're missing a couple of players. They're missing Tyler Hero. I'm going to remove the question. Tyler Hero's out. He's like pretty good salary. Nikola Jovic is out. Pel Larson's out. So three players out. I want to look for like kind of any like overlap or anything like that. Maybe I need to refresh these. I'm going to refresh the projections. Okay, so I come in here, right, and I'm looking at a couple things. So number one thing I'm looking at is I want to see who SaberSim is expecting to start, right? So I think one of the easier ways of doing that is just sorting by projection or looking at minutes. If this is available to you, right? So looks like SaberSim is projecting Bam, Powell, Ware, Wiggins, and Mitchell, right? Just based on minutes here. Looks like Hawkes is 25 minutes, a little bit lower. So my guess, he's probably coming off the bench. So here, right, in this situation where Hero's out, a couple other players are out. I know Larson usually starts for them. Ware is like the next man up, right? So, hey, Ware is getting the opportunity to start where he otherwise wouldn't have, right? We're basically confirming that this value is correct, right? Why is he high value? Oh, okay. He's expected to start because these other guys are out. I saw some value on Boston as well. Okay, I come over to Boston. The value is not as high here. I would say, you know, you mostly want to look at players like over a six value. You know, the six value range, when players are over that, usually means something a little bit different is kind of happening here. Right. Like I actually find this interesting that there's only one player over a six value here. I would classify this as like a lower value slate. It looks like the other value plays are kind of coming from Boston and Atlanta, but they don't seem to be anybody who I would say is like in like a super great spot here. Right. Like Newell doesn't have that many minutes. Kate is like a regular starter. Richisher starts. Kennard comes off the bench. He's only projected for 22 minutes. Pritchard and White start. So nothing like super crazy here is in terms of value, but like this would be the first place I would look, right? I think other things you could do, go to the status column, sort, and look at maybe questionables. Hey, well, maybe there's not that much value yet, right? But there's still 2.5 hours to game time. You know, where could other spots open up, right? Okay, I go and look at the questionables. Well, Donovan Mitchell, you know, 9,800 here. He's a really important piece to the Cavs. You know, if he's out, well, that obviously opens up a ton of minutes and a ton of usage for other players on the team. So this is a name I'm going to want to keep my eye on throughout the day to make sure he's in. And then if he's out, boom, you know, the upside play isn't there yet, right? But it could be, you know, there's going to be a bunch of opportunity. We're basically saying, hey, there could be opportunity here we want to watch. Same thing with Wiggins, right? This opens up Miami even more. Hey, what if Wiggins is out? Well, does Hawkes now start? And does he, you know, now get additional minutes too, right? Like where? So now it's kind of like where and Hawkes and then maybe like some of these Cav guys. So I call this all like getting familiar with the slate, looking at the values, looking at the statuses, trying to figure out where the opportunities are going to come from on this slate, whether that be pre-slate, whether that be in late swap, and make sure I'm prepared to take advantage of those situations. So that's all like slate context stuff that I would be looking at whenever I sign on to look at today's slate. All right. Next question. Do you have to change anything before the build in order for portfolio to use the Saber score? No, you do not. Portfolio uses Saber score automatically. Portfolio Plus uses ROI automatically. Nothing you need to do. All right. Next question. What is a good way to set up Saber Sim to attack GPPs for the NFL to gamer? Yeah. So one good thing about Saber Sim is that these sliders, and we'll go over to tomorrow's two game. NFL, Saturday, two gamer. Okay, cool. So one good thing, right, is that the sliders automatically change based on the number of games on the slate, right? Like I'm on this two gamer for Saturday, sliders are 2-9. If I go over to Sunday, which is like the regular big slate. And we'll let this load. Go to build. The sliders are on 6-7, right? So, you know, changing automatically here, nothing that we had to do in order to do that, because this is all based on our back testing, right? We back test all these different slates. And we figure out, hey, what slider combinations make the most sense for each slate? And then we just use those automatically, right? Like, hey, these sliders create the best lineups tailored to this size slate. And so there's nothing like a lot you need to do up front, right? We changed the min salaries. You know, on a two gamer, it's 41,000. I think on the regular slate, I think it's 48.5. We'll check here. Yeah, 48.5. So we're changing a lot of the things that matter automatically for you. There's nothing that you need to do up front. To do that, the big things are, you know, running your build like we were for NBA here. And then just kind of once you get into the post build, right? I like to put eyes on my exposures and my leverages, right? I think those are the two most important things to look at. Because number one, they might not always be the same, right? You could have 40% exposure to a, let's see. I'm trying to see if I can see a good example. So like, let's say there's a player who's 10% owned, right? We could have 70% exposure to him, which is 60% leverage. But then we could have 100% exposure to a 50% owned player and the leverage is lower, right? So leverage is exposure minus ownership. So exposure is like, hey, what players are in the most amount of your lineups? Leverage is what spots are you taking bigger stands on than the rest of the field is, right? I guess this works. You know, Vassell here, right, we have a 52% leverage, but where we have a 50% leverage, even though he's 100% owned. So where is in 20% total more lineups, but our stand on Vassell is actually bigger, right? So understanding which players you're the most exposed to, understanding which players you're taking the biggest stand on in terms of the percent this player is in your lineups compared to the expected percentage in the rest of the field's lineups, right? So you could also sort leverage negatively, right? Inversely sort it, click on it. Hey, these are the players you're taking a stand against, right? These are the players you're fading. You want these guys to do bad. Well, hey, do I agree that, you know, we should fade these guys this much? If I don't, right, if I'm like, you know, this is a little bit too much negative leverage on Donovan Mitchell, well, then I just need to boost his minimum exposure so his negative leverage is closer to zero, right? So positive leverage, negative leverage, exposure. Those are the things I think it's important to look at and basically confirm, say like, yes, I am okay with this stand in both the positive or negative direction before you ultimately save your lineups and upload them to your contest. I think that's super important. All right, next question. Any way for the Sims to default to uniques / sort by ROI instead of portfolio? Takes forever to change all my contests every time. Yes, you can absolutely do this. So what you need to do is you need to create a custom template, okay? So you would go to the templates. So these ones, right, you click on these are going to default to portfolio for the GPPs. You can change it, and I have to run a sim first to do this. So first thing is that you need to run a contest sim, okay? I'm just going to create one here. All right, so our sim ran, check. So then I go to my templates, I go to add new. In this one, I'm gonna say, hey, create a group for each contest, right? Maybe I still wanna do that. I change diversity to uniques one. I change rank by to contest sims target ROI. And then I click save. And then maybe I wanna rename it and I'll just put ROI sorting. Save that. So now that'll become an available option here. If I want to use it by default, I just star it. And then now every time I come in, it's going to create a group for each contest. It's going to automatically sort those contests by the target ROI. So the ROI of that group. But that is how you would do that. Teo said, thanks. You're welcome. Yeah. It can be super annoying to go group by group and change all. So I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. All right. We are all caught up with questions here. Talked a lot of NBA as well. So think we're going to get out of here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.